another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Twin Cities Tank, everybody. I'm Pete from the podcast. We're taking a week off, and we're going to do an outtake episode. This is a clip episode, but it's not a best of. This isn't stuff you've heard before. These are outtakes from past episodes. We took them out because the episodes were either too long or Brent was being too terribly racist. Let's start off with some cutout week late news. This is actually 2 months and 2 weeks late news. It was on our episode 25 with Isaac Witty, and it's about people dying.
Moving on. This actually involves death, too. This is really funny. This is way funnier than the old people dying. Well, actually, almost as funny as the two old people dying. And this will be our last one. We'll see how fast this goes. There's a group, a Right to Die group, that put up billboards in New Jersey, which are causing a huge ruckus. The billboard says, "My life, my death, my choice." And it's the Final Exit Network. And so obviously you can see that this is rubbing some Christians and some weird people.
So this is like a Jack Kevorkian sort of...
No.
This is kind of it's on the same page, but they strictly go out of the way to make it clear that they don't do assisted suicide. But what they do is they like psychologically tutor and counsel people that have diseases that they don't want to live anymore. So it centers on whether a person suffering from a painful disease has the right to take his or her own life. The answer to that question, fuck yes.
I think so.
Well, everyone has a right to take their own life.
Says that they don't?
The law. Well, number one, the law of our country.
Sure.
Law
to but what are you going to do?
That's so silly.
I understand that, true. But that's like you can't enforce a law like that.
It's really untraceable.
I love the thought that there would be somebody like, oh God, I hate myself. I want to kill myself. God, if it wasn't against the law to
do they arrest
do
people
it.
Who attempt suicide?
If only.
My parents
locked up for 20 years. What'd you do? I tried to kill myself.
Invade the bays of Normandy so I could break the laws of the country he fought for. I guess I'll just go to my shitty bank job.
Well, better not spit on the concrete on the way there.
The concrete that I paved myself. It's this national nonprofit group, the Final Exit Network. It provides guidance to adults who suffer from illnesses that are so painful that they want to end their lives. I've literally been wanting to end my life for so many years.
Hey, man.
No, I'm just saying
that. Don't feel
so
bad.
Saying that in a way where...
things are going all right. You got a nice apartment.
You're a good guy. You got a nice ponytail. You got a nice little beard going.
If you leveraged me my nice beard versus the getting to die legally...
Well, hey, man, you can shave the beard. No big deal.
This is local resident Emiliano Martinez, who is speaking on behalf of the Christian... group, whatever the fuck they're called. He says, it's not the right choice. God gives us life, and only God knows when he's going to take us from this world. See, that's kind of weird, because if God gives us life, this is in no way a rant, but if God gives us life, isn't he also giving us the tuberculosis and the cancers and stuff?
and the will to want to die?
Or the thought of I want to kill myself, yeah.
So here's a question. Why the fuck is this a conversation? Like, why is this somebody's argument, and then there's a counterpoint to it?
But somebody you don't know wanted to kill themselves, I don't know that I would give a fuck enough to even talk them out of it.
Like, really? It depends on who the person is. Well, yeah. A close friend, I wouldn't want him to...
No,
I'd try to talk him out of it.
If somebody
maybe
was like,
for selfish reasons.
If somebody was like, I'm in pain every day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's different.
But morally, I get that you're supposed to be like, no, buddy, no, you have so much to live for. No, I really don't. I am dying slowly. I'd rather die.
Wait a minute. So you're saying you're in pain every day and you want to die. Let's put up a fucking billboard.
Let's discuss that. I just think that people...
So selfish, man.
Even, like, if anywhere...
You need the right to die. You can't just kill yourself. We need to tell everybody that you can kill yourself with a billboard.
Anywhere in this country, you should have the right to die. It's New Jersey. Like, what are these people fucking talking about? I don't know. I don't think... Like, I think...
The whole East Coast in general, I just hate it.
Oh,
it's depressing.
There you go. See, get
the
back
whole East Coast... I'd understand if they wanted to kill themselves.
If you've not been to New Jersey.
So horrible. You deserve to have a team like the Yankees. You deserve to have a team that is going to win.
You deserve to have a legal loophole in which to kill yourself and not have your family be persecuted for it. Plus, just do kill yourself.
Yeah.
I just think it's weird that
all of the Yankees should kill themselves.
I just think it's weird that people need to be told when and if they can kill themselves.
That is stupid.
You should just kill yourself. Like, I could kill myself tonight. I'm not going to.
You should put up a billboard that says, just kill yourself tonight.
Be like, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but if you want to, I mean, right?
If you want to, it's cool with me.
It's the spirit of our whole country. We celebrated 4th of July a few weeks ago. I was watching those fireworks go off and thinking, like, you know what? What's great about this country? Because I could fucking kill myself right now if I wanted to.
Right.
And you should
I don't understand the motivation to just come up with some kind of cause that you have to put up a billboard for it when it almost doesn't affect you at all.
Well,
it's
and
like,
this is the thing, is it, which is so funny.
We should be able to cut our fingers off and throw them in the lake.
The group said
let's go put up a sign about that. And then the Christian Coalition goes, wait a minute, God gave you that finger. You need to keep that attached to your body. Like, why are we pretending to have a conversation about something?
Right. It's so dumb. I really think that stories like this are what keep the national news machine turning.
Right.
Is that the Drudge Report does not exist unless it's for fucking stories like Right to Die billboard causes uproar in New Jersey. Like, really, who gives a shit? If you want to kill yourself, kill yourself. That's the message.
I'm not saying I don't understand the news people. I don't understand the people putting up the billboard. But whatever.
Well, I mean, mentally, I side with the people on the billboard. Is just fucking kill yourself. Like, if you don't like it, just kill yourself.
I don't care.
I don't know. Whatever. I just think you should kill yourself.
Baskets. That one was episode 25 with comedian Isaac Whitty, originally recorded on July 16th, 2010. Moving on, we have some more week late news, or rather, 2 months and 1 week late news, with Kevin Albertson from MPLS.TV, episode 26 from July 23rd. Here we go. PM Don.
PM Don is back in the news. No, I'm going to keep this short because it's kind of depressing, to be honest with you. I won't even read it. Some kid. This is in upstate New York.
Some fucking
whereabouts
kid.
My dad's from Poughkeepsie. Actually,
yeah, it's just like Staten Island. This is from the Drudge Report, so it's got to be true. Throat slashed and body set on fire. A mother and her four children were found dead Thursday in an apparent murder-suicide. Blah, 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 blah. Some fires, some dead babies, all this bullshit. Pictures of the three youngest siblings were displayed on the
front. That's the part you just brush over.
I'll gloss over that part.
Fire, dead babies, whatever. Use your shit.
I mean, is anything going to be sensational anymore? No. These kids are dead, whatever. But then it says pictures of these fucking kids were displayed on some fence at the daycare.
Wait, slow down.
No. Just wait. I'm building to something.
Okay.
Yeah, no, not before. Like, they didn't know they were going to die. Like, these kids, they died, and then they put the pictures
it's
up.
It's like that cat that was.
It says the already unthinkable tragedy at their home on whatever avenue deepened Thursday night when the word that the eldest brother, 14-year-old C.J. Jones, may have murdered his entire family, slicing his two sisters with a straight razor before setting the apartment on fire, and then here's the kicker, and cutting his own throat.
Oh my God!
How old is he again?
14.
14. I was thinking for some reason to be the mother. I mean, just because of the Madea complex, and also, you know, we've been talking about
what's
women.
The Madea complex?
Is this a Tyler Perry related thing?
Madea was Jason and the Argonauts' wife. and he, she.
Fuck you, that's a Tyler Perry movie.
Medea.
She goes to jail, and she's really mad.
Duh. It's like Big Mama, but for our generation.
I think that was actually a remake, to be honest with you.
It's a reimagining.
It's a Greek play.
But this is what's... Oh, no, go ahead with your Medea.
It's just a Greek play.
Who the fuck is this?
It's a Greek myth, really, and then it was turned into a play. I think it was Aristotle's play, maybe?
Don't bring your weird poetry into this.
Oh, come on.
Well, you know the term...
Trying to have fun.
The term deus ex machina.
Yeah,
you know
it's, yeah, it's maybe God's ghost in the ghost, God in the machine,
God
right?
from the machine, yeah.
It's a movie tactic where you just shoehorn in a weird fucking
It's kind of like jumping the shark.
Plan. Exactly.
Know, like, we're going to get out of here because we're going to do the most crazy thing possible, and then we're out of here. And that's the end of the story.
It would be like if you're, you know, when the monster comes, they just pull a switch, and then they went back in time or something.
Basically, it's she killed her kids. In Medea, she kills her kids, and then this chariot comes and takes her away. And the gods save her.
Probably bought a ticket for fucking Valentine's Day. This is one of those things that, well, then people, it goes on and on about people, the neighbors saying what a great kid he was and how they don't believe that he did it. And I kind of have to side with them almost a little bit because it's always so, like, when you're 14, even then you know how to kill yourself properly.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Like, remember when Elliot Smith died and he stabbed himself to death?
Yes.
And, like, Artie Lang, like, stabbed himself a whole bunch?
Mm-hmm.
Artie Lang?
Yeah.
Like, from Mad TV?
Yeah. How dare you. Howard Stern show. No, just kidding. Yeah, or that Artie Lang. Same guy. Yeah. He had a meltdown and stabbed himself a whole bunch. No.
He survived. Yeah.
But I just don't know. Artie Lang days are over?
No. No, he's still with you. But I don't understand how, like, if you're going to kill yourself, what are the top five ways that you wouldn't kill yourself? Cutting your own throat's got to be in there.
Shark tank.
You fucking asshole. You don't have a shark tank.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wouldn't use that to kill myself. It's reason number one.
This isn't about availability. I would never launch myself on a cannon.
Yeah, slicing your throat's up there with drowning, for sure.
But I think if you're going to murder... Like, I totally get murdering your family with a straight razor by yourself.
With a straight razor?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's probably on some kind of fucking crazy stuff.
Oh, what, because he's black?
Is he black? You didn't even say that, did you?
Oh, let me get to that part. Sorry. I just wanted to fucking kind of...
This is kind of corny.
Well, this is why it's funny. And this is why I think that this newspaper is fucking hilarious. It says, the dead include 7-year-old Melanie, 10-year-old Brittany. We're still ambiguous with color here.
Yeah.
The mother is Lisa Jones.
Okay.
And then also, let's not forget 2-year-old Jermaine. Oh, they waited till the end to tell us they were black. I don't know. I just don't think that this kid...
I don't see why that matters, Brent.
What was the age range? Do they go from oldest to youngest?
7, 10 to fucking 80. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the mother's probably... Well, see, the kid was 14, so the mother's probably 19. So I'm just kidding.
Maybe they did
that was a horrible, horrible racist joke, and nobody caught it. No, I don't know. I just don't think if you're going to kill yourself, you should cut your own throat. I think that's a really weird way to kill yourself. So this kid's innocent, obviously.
So how would you kill yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
Fucking take a bunch of pills and go to sleep like an adult.
Well, what if you didn't die?
Then I would try it again.
Eat more pills? Wake up in the hospital and you have some
That was not nearly enough pills.
Well, how many was that? 46? 46 somas? All right, let's try again. I don't know.
Shit, you could have 10 Ambien and be done.
Yeah?
Speaking of pills, Pete, what do you think about Adderall?
It's my drug of choice.
You can sober up all you want to, but Adderall's never getting out of your system.
That's right. All right, enough about killing yourself for one episode. Let's hear Brent's other philosophies.
So
All right, we're going to take a break now. This is a band called Sting. No, not Sting like the singer. It's all capital letters, and it's spelled Sting. Sting.
Late at night I hear the sweet singing. The trumpet dances up to the tapes ringing. You are filled with fury. Fuck the no-shows, I'm here, don't worry! Backfires, wannabes, and never worse!
There it is. That was Sting. Like, once again, it's all capitals, STNNNG. That's off the upcoming album that they're coming out with called The Smoke of My Will. And it's coming out in October, and they have a record release show on Saturday, October 26th at the Turf Club with Mother of Fire, Kill the Ventures, and Gay Beast. So go to that. Moving on, we have another outtake for you. This is from episode 27, originally recorded on July 29th. Episode 27, also called Turtle Insurance, and a friend of mine, Dan T., told a story, which is one of my favorite stories of his. It's kind of gross, but I enjoy it a lot. And here it is, the Shit Silo story. We have a special treat.
Hit the shower.
At least one that I think is a special treat.
Dan's gonna, what I think it is.
Dan's gonna tell us a story that he's told a couple times over the years, but now we're getting it on recording.
We've tried to get him to write it down or type it
I
up.
I said once.
I have written it down, though.
No, you haven't.
No.
Because I said once for my birthday, if you can just get a wood burning kit and put that onto a little wood.
A relief carving of it?
Yeah, put a, like, you know.
Put it in a time capsule?
Put it into a piece of wood and kind of take a router and go around the edges, make it look all fancy and stain it, and then maybe burn a little bit on the side, and then I would hang it on my wall.
This is the segment.
Sort of like the Constitution.
This is like a second best, like telling the story on the podcast.
This is going to be this segment called "Everyone Turn Your Microphones Off."
No, we want Drew's reaction.
Yeah,
to this
no,
story.
I don't. Right. I haven't. I don't know. I don't know anything about this. I believe it's about Megadeth. Go on.
No, it's
the shit silo story.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk anymore. I'll just let you talk.
Putting this down.
All right, and yeah. So once upon a time, before my illustrious career in the music industry, I used to work construction for my dad. My dad owns a construction company. It was family business. Grew up doing all that. Brent's stretching himself out, and
it's like your dad telling you a story before you go to bed. It's not the voice exactly. of Dan T. take you away.
So grew up in the family business doing construction stuff, and as the boss's son, you always got sent out on the most interesting, fun chores and jobs. And so it was my great pleasure one day to go and work out on at a waste sewage treatment plant. We were doing some repair work on one of the buildings out there, and it has become affectionately known over the years as the shit silo. And basically what happened was we pulled up at this place and pulled in, and we saw all these guys dressed in like hazmat suits, like a nuclear bomb had just gone off, and these guys like hazmat suits.
Nuclear.
So these fucking guys are walking around in like white jumpsuits with like space helmets on and oxygen tanks on the back, and me and the other guy who got sent out to this job like hop out in.
Wait, know. how old are you at this time?
Oh, I'm like a 16-year-old kid. Like,
oh,
this is summer job.
Perfect.
Oh yeah, it's summer job. Like, no idea. Like,
you're older.
Oh no, like yeah, like 16, 17 years old. Like,
all right,
yeah.
go on.
So like, you know, this is like
hazmat
summer job.
Suits.
You know, so
right, standard issue at a shit silo.
Yep.
Go
so,
on.
So we hop out, and like immediately you're hit with, when you go to a waste treatment plant, that whole like vicinity, there's a smell that really you can't describe. It's
poop.
Like, it's not just poop. It's like poop and human waste and death and just the worst fucking
Moroccan bus station.
It's like you like
That's everything. You said human waste, death, poop. That's Moroccan bus station.
No, and there's like fucking rats the size of like small dogs running around, and just like the worst fucking like hell you've ever seen. Like, basically it ruined me as a young man. And so
that's what did it.
Yeah, right. It was all downhill from the shit silo. So we hop out of the truck, and we run this equipment when I worked for the family business, where you'd take a truck full of like this big heavy industrial sized hose and hook it up to a machine that would pump concrete anywhere you want it to go.
This is I'll give a quick plug for Econ Placer, engineered concrete placer
for all your pooping needs.
If you need to fill a shit silo, call the old man's concrete pumping business. 651-454-6633. Thank you.
Your dad is Econ.
Egon.
I hope there's one person that just rewinds this over and over.
Over and over, like, I've been waiting for this.
All right, so what the fuck happened?
Just, I'm getting there. This is a big setup. So
about to fall off my chair.
No. So, we didn't really know what we were doing, and we knew we were repairing this building. So we hop off the truck and start loading all this big, heavy industrial hose into this building. And so you've got this big coil hose on your arm, and we walked into this building, and as you walked into the building, there was this wave of like intense smell, like just hideous. Like, I thought I smelled it when I got out of the truck. Like, it was worse once we got into the building. Like, it was just this just wave after wave of just dark, terrible disgustingness. And then you walked into the building, and all it was just a spiral staircase that just descended probably 100 feet down into the earth. And as you walk down, you noticed on this like spiral like metal staircase, it was kind of caked with like dirt and brown things and just gross. And the walls, I mean, I was 16. I was like, dirt wall, no biggie.
Skateboarding.
This is like no biggie. And it's on the wall, and it smells real bad, and you knew you were in hell. But you kept doing it anyways because you had to go report back to good old dad at the shop. And so we carried it down, and as I'm descending down this staircase, you could see at the bottom of the stairs there was a sidewalk all the way around, in a sidewalk in this kind of cylindrical thing that we were walking down. And at the inside of like where there was the sidewalk, there was a pool.
I have the weirdest image.
He's making a circle shape.
So I'm circle shaping while I'm doing this.
A circle around the outside of the cylinder.
Yeah, this
correct?
Is probably not like the best in spoken form, but in the middle of that, there was brown water churning and poop, kind of circulating through it, and tampons and garbage and just terrible things. And so I'm walking down, I'm like thinking to myself, okay, cool, like I'm gonna get to the bottom, and then there's that sidewalk, and I'm gonna like bring the hose down, and I'll walk around the sidewalk to the end of where it is, and that's where we're putting the hose.
What were you there to do?
We're to pump concrete down into this thing to repair like a damaged wall.
Like do anything with the poop?
No, not at all. Like So I get like all the way down to about the very bottom rung of the step, and I start to step down onto that sidewalk, and as I'm about like halfway like to stepping onto the sidewalk, I realize that it wasn't a sidewalk, it was just a ring of shit and poop. Like, it was just a poop ring all the way around this like silo, like at the bottom, and I'm like, I'm halfway into like stepping, and I go, oh fuck! And like, I've got a 100-pound like thing of hose on my proton pack on my shoulder, and I'm like stepping into it, and like damn near took a bath in the like big pile of
water.
Just so close. Like,
was there anywhere for you to go, or was it just like a stairway that led to shit?
So like, I like grab back onto the railing, which is all I like, kicked and poop, and it's like the move where you're like grabbing
and
sliding, and you're like fuck. No, and like it was just horrible.
A lily pad.
No,
did hand reach out for you?
No, it was like down there all by myself and just horrible. And like the hazmat suit guys are up at the top going like laughing the whole way. It was.
But what's
really got
awful? Is it just poop?
It's like
well, yeah. What's the purpose?
Well, so
the
way it works is so like into the waste treatment plant, they pump the poopy water and shit into these silos into the ground, and then over time the shit fills up the silo all the way. So that's like why I say like I descended in a spiral staircase all the way down like 100
Someone's
feet.
Someone's keeping my poop right now.
I think it's like because what they do then is so they pump it into these silos, and then over time it fills up the whole silo, and then they've got these big pump mechanisms that pump the shit back out, and it pumped it out into this field. And then so the guys in the hazmat suits, like once we got out, like I was asking them this, I'm like, what happens with all the poop afterwards? And he's like, we pump it out in that field after they fill up, and like it grows corn, and we feed that to cows. And I was like, oh, like, what do they do with the cows? Yeah, like, then they slaughter the cows. And
is that why you became a vegetarian?
No.
Because was of the shit-eating monsters in the field?
Like, I was just like, so we're growing the corn for the cows, so the cows are eating shit, so you're eating the shitty cows. So
there's a crusted ring.
It's
of
a crusty
shit.
Ring, like the shit silos. Yeah.
That looks like a sidewalk?
Yes, like it looked like a sidewalk all around, and then like,
what?
So like this is like the most horrid place.
Up.
Like no, so like it gets worse too because
and you were a concrete guy.
Because it's crusted. It's crusted around.
No. So like, and then we like, so we do our job, and like as we're operating the gear, like at the job site, we're operating this equipment. We're standing around, and like I'm not down in the shit silo. Like I'm the one like putting like pushing levers and. Pushing buttons and shit like that.
Right,
like
you're in charge.
Work. I was a man in charge, like, yeah. And I'm standing around and, like, waiting for the next concrete truck to come, like, and give us more concrete. And, like, I noticed there was, like, this big, like, dumpster. And I was like, what are all the dumpsters around for? And, like, it smelled real bad, right? And so I was like, I don't know. Like, to this day, like, I looked back and I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like
wait, hadn't you barfed at this point already?
No, no. This, I pretty much was like gagging the whole way down, like when I was going into the shit silo. When I started to barf was when I went over to where these dumpsters were, and I made like the fateful mistake of like literally looking into the dumpster and like
you had to
like I was just like morbid curiosity. I was like, how bad can it be? And like flipped over the like lid of the dumpster, and they fill it up with all of the like condoms, tampons, toilet paper, and like the wave of smell just hit me like a ton of bricks, and it was just instantaneous barf, just fucking Ralph my guts out. And then from that point on, like the wind would blow, and it was just, I would throw up like instantly, like, and threw up for the next like 3 hours. We'd be standing around just fucking me and the other guy just barfing on each other and like throwing up all over the place, and the hazmat suit guys watching us and laughing. And just like this continued on and on and on, and then eventually, this is even totally disgusting too. Like finally we left.
This is the disgusting part?
No. Like we finally leave. We leave, and like me and the dude are the other guy I was out with on the job. We leave, and like we're driving home. Construction, hooray! Driving. Yeah, I'm doing driving motions. No, like you're driving, and we both kind of realized we smelled like the place, and like literally, like we left the place smelling like the dumpsters full of tampons and shit, and like we got back to the shop yard, and like people in the shop yard were like basically like ridiculing us, and like it would like just brought this dread back over me, and was like throwing up at like. After I wasn't even there, because, like, I could smell it inside of my nose and, like, just, I don't know.
The smell of old jizz is...
I've smelled it more than you.
Have I told you guys my story of the guy in
the
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Did I tell that on here last time I was here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, why does everything segue back to this guy?
The bowls of jizz.
The bowls of semen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The dry semen.
That's, you know when you watch a movie and there's like a dead body and everybody goes, like, you know, starts covering their nose and like gagging?
That happens.
Hold on.
It's there.
Okay. And, but, you know, but watching the movie, you can't picture it, like, well, because it's like a fart. It just smells like. My girlfriend was house sitting for these people this one time, these rich people, and they had a shitload of meat in their freezer, and they told her just, you know, take whatever you want. So there was like a bunch of racks of ribs. So of course I fucking took all these racks of ribs, but I didn't, you know, read the date on them. They'd been sitting there like getting freezer burn and basically rotting for a better part of like 2 years. So I came home and they were still like wrapped up, and I cut them open, and that death smell came out. And like you were saying, I could not get it out of my head, out of my nose.
The ribs were people.
For like this, the smell of rotting flesh is the, like, you know, if you have like bad chicken or something, it's indescribable. But the smell of jizz, rotting jizz is.
Bloody tampons.
Oh.
It's something. Oh God!
I'm not kidding. Like it was.
No, I've got a story about that.
Like I have a lump in my throat when you were telling that the condom. Dumpster parks. It makes me so sick thinking.
Oh yeah, like in, like, no, I'm not exaggerating. Like they are full. Like Who the, like, why would you flush a fucking, like, do you really flush your condoms down the toilet?
No.
Like, really?
People flush anything down the toilet that'll fit.
Oh.
I flushed a love letter down the toilet once.
I flushed my shirts down the toilet at the end of the day. For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
PensyPenseGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening. Hold on, don't go anywhere, we're not done. We still have one more clip left. It's from episode 32, originally recorded on September 2nd, with Mikey McCollar, the writer-illustrator guy from Hollywood. Good friend of mine. It's about Bill and Ted. Here it is.
I love Bogus Journey, but I'm not prepared to make changes in my life that would allow me to admit that it's better than the first one.
I would firmly stand my ground on that.
Wow.
It's got hell in it for one, and for two.
First of all, no Deacon in the second one, which is upsetting. Yeah, actually he is in that one.
Yeah, he is. He's Tom Deacon, teach the basket. Remember that thing?
Yeah, he's not the same kid.
But
what other sequels do we think are better than the original?
Well, this is a good question. Let me make my point about Bogus Journey. It's got hell, and it's got them dying.
Yep.
And it's got Satan.
Yep.
And it's got
Megadeth.
Death and Megadeth.
And Faith No More.
And looking back at the first one, there's like an educational slang to it.
Yeah, but that's so pure. Boring. That's what's so pure about it. It's like it started off as this whole like Fast Times at Ridgemont High in time travel tubes. But
to me, it's like they're going, hey, we got these totally rocking guys that are fuck-ups, and they're going to learn about history by going through time.
But here's my antithesis to that argument, is that the first one had all these awesome, like, tongue-in-cheek lines. It was made for 18-year-olds, but it was enjoyed by people of all ages. But, like, now looking back at it, there was so many funny lines in it. It was that thing where it's like a cartoon that was made for adults. It was so funny. But then, like, once they picked up that momentum where people were like, this is actually, you know, for as dumb as a concept, it's a smart movie. When they were like, oh, well, check this out. Now we're going to make it really wicked funny. Like the first one, I don't know if it was supposed to be like a really balls out fucking like, you know, stoner comedy, but like it was just because it was how crazy. I think they just ramped it up a little too hard in the second one. Don't get me wrong, I love Bogus Journey. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't suck me into an argument and then just go.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the one waxing philosophically about Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey and Excellent Adventure.
I think
no,
if you
don't
get,
say that. That was it. Was
I think if you rewind the tape, you'll find that yes, you are.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so Pete did a bunch of mushrooms.
Okay, folks, that's it for today. Join us next week when we actually have a real show that we actually recorded with CNS Radio Podcast. Bunch of those guys. I wish you luck. Okay, bye. Wait a minute. Not bye yet. You're dead to me, Mexico. That's what I needed to say. You're dead to me, Mexicorn.